Proverbs 4, verse number 26, the Bible says, "Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil." Let's pray. Lord, thank you for these guys. Thank you for your goodness to us, Lord. Thank you for the messages that we just heard, Lord. Really strong, solid stuff. Stuff that will help us, Lord. I pray you'd help us to think on these things and, God, to see where we need to improve and where we need to step up. And, God, I pray you'd help us with that. Please, God, I pray that this message would be a blessing to these young men. God, please give us exactly what each needs. I pray that, God, you would speak to their hearts and strengthen them, Lord, where they need it, and God, where only you can see. I pray that you would give me the right words and thoughts and spirit to get this across how you want me to. Lord, I pray you'd be honored and lifted up and pleased by this, and God, make us more like you. Help us to love you more as a result of this message, and God, help us to live more like you want us to. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen. You guys can be seated. Thank you for standing. I appreciate that. So, guys, we dealt with this and got into this last week. And just real quickly, resetting everything. Again, Solomon is training his son. Perhaps, guys, perhaps in his son's life, he saw his son. Maybe he didn't have a direction. Maybe he didn't have a drive in his life. Maybe he wasn't really going after some goals in his life. So Solomon writes these verses to his son. And what we're dealing with is this, guys. We're dealing with a higher call. Okay, a higher call. That's the title of this message. What is that talking about? Guys, listen. Many guys in this room, many young people that are Christians, listen, they're decent people. They're not going to be doing wicked, off the wall, off the chain stuff. They're decent. They're not going to be doing wild and crazy things. They're pretty good guys overall. But if you ask of their goal, say, hey, what do you want to do for God? I said last week, we aim too low. We do that all the time. We aim too low. We make it too easy for ourselves, okay? Or you get the classic, I don't know. And as I said, maybe for a while, I think, who needs a Bible back here? Did you guys still need one? You found one? Yeah. Okay. All right. Cool. So we're good. Thank you. But yeah, guys, we get that classic, I don't know. Listen, guys, for a while, that's fine. But that time runs out very quick. And it should not be. Listen, it should not be year after year after year after year after year. And I've even known guys that are in their early 20s, mid 20s. Dude, what are you going to do? And they don't even say, I don't know correctly. You know, it's, I don't know. What does that mean? You know, I don't know. Man, what are you going to do with your life? I don't know. Where are you going to live? I don't know. Where are you going to work? I don't know. Who are you going to marry? She's going to be pretty, but I don't know. You know, like, that's your only plan in life. You got nothing else. Listen, guys. Hey, we need to have a direction in our lives. Listen, God put you on this earth. He put you on this earth for a reason, for a purpose. Listen, guys, he didn't just put you on this earth to take up space. He just didn't put you on this earth just to breathe oxygen. He didn't just put you on this earth to just live a certain amount of time and then you die and you get buried. Guys, there's so much more to life than that. And God says, listen, our lives are like a vapor. It's here one moment, gone the next. You spray something into the air, you see it just for a moment, and then it flitters away. Guys, that's our lives. That's our lives. You know what God's saying? We better get busy. We better do something with the life that he's given to us. Hey, we want to answer that higher call. Listen, God has so many plans and so many thoughts for you, we can't even number them all. Psalm 139 says that. Psalm 40 says that. It says that you can't even number all the plans that God has for you individually. Hmm. Not just the preachers, Kevin. Not just the missionaries. Right. Not just the so-called important people. No. Right. Every child of God. God has plans for your life, goals for your life, yeah. Dreams for your life. And there's so many, Bruce, you can't even count them. They're like the sand on the seashore. There's no way you could count all those. Listen, but God has those for your life individually. Man, that's something that you should just take some time, sit down and think about and ponder and say, wow, God, what are some of those plans for me? A higher call. Guys, again, God didn't stick you on this earth for no reason. God didn't stick you on this earth just because he didn't really realize you were born and he kind of forgotten. Oh, you just popped up and well, okay. Absolutely not. Not even close. Yeah. He's got a higher call for your life. Listen. Amen. Don't aim so low. Don't say, well, yeah, hopefully I'll be in church a year from now. Hopefully I'll live for God. I mean, maybe, you know, I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. No. We need to aim higher, and there needs to be the higher call that we answer. Amen. All right, guys. First point that we dealt with last week that I'll remind you of. You got to think about the direction of your steps. Verse 26, the beginning. Ponder the path of thy feet. He's saying, son, Rehoboam, listen. You need to think about where you're going. Ponder, guys. Ponder means to evaluate. Ponder means to weigh it out in your mind. You know what it means? That I need to look where my steps are headed and say, all right, where is this going to lead me to? Hey, guys, have you done that in your life? Listen, the attitude that you have, where will that lead you?
It's good.
Okay? The friends that you hang around, where will that lead you? The girls that you pursue, where will that lead you?
Yep.
Hey, guys. If you, listen, if you as a teenager, listen up, guys. If you as a teenager have a wandering eye, that means the girl walks by and you breaking your neck, staring at her.
Wow.
Do you really think that'll lead you to being a godly husband? Do you really think that'll lead you to being a godly father? Like you said, it's an epidemic. Fathers quit. They jump out. They leave all the time. They bail. It's too hard for me. Hey, guys, listen, but that doesn't start when they're 25 or 30 or 35. Listen, it might start when they're 15 or they're 13 and they can't get their eyes under control. Hey, guys, the direction of your steps, where are you heading? We need to stop this aimlessness. Listen, don't just be wasting time, wasting life. Listen, I said last week, some guys say, yeah, when I get 30 or 40, I'll get serious about serving God. Who guarantees that you'll make it that long?
Right. Yeah.
We don't know how long we'll live. Listen, guys, people die when they're 20. People die when they're 18. People die when they're 16. And we could go through all the numbers. Listen, you need to say, this is my chance. This is my opportunity. Now is the time. I need to go for it right now while I have the chance. Guys, do you have some aim in your life? Are you shooting for something? Are you going after something? And as I said, guys, let me be fast with this, but some of these basic things need to just be a given. Listen, you should already have your mind made up. Do you? Listen, do you? That a year from now, absolutely I'm going to be in church.
Right.
Kevin, 5 years from now, absolutely I'm going to be in church.
Yeah.
I don't know all the details. I can't plan out every detail of my life. But I'll mark one thing down. I will be in the house of God.
Amen.
Faithfully. Not every once every 3 months. I'm talking about every Sunday. I'm going to be there. Guys, how about reading your Bible? You say, well, I struggle with that. Do you have a plan to get on track? Because, Ethan, if we're struggling now, but we don't have a plan to get any better, guess what? In 6 months from now, we'll still be struggling.
Uh-huh.
And in a year from now, we'll still be struggling. And you know what the trend will lead us to? In a year from now, not even reading our Bible at all. You'll go from struggling to quitting.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys, do you have a plan to get after it, to improve? You say, well, I don't know certain things about the Bible. Do you have a plan to learn them? I don't know how to lead people to the Lord. Do you have a plan to learn? There needs to be certain things that are assumptions, givens. But you need to ponder the path of your feet. Where is it setting you up ahead for, guys? Where is it going? Where is it leading to? And then, guys, I talked about last week, there needs to be some spiritual ambition. Do you have some dreams, some goals in your Christian life? I hope you do, guys. I hope you do. Listen, Brother Tom, you're talking about, man, what kind of house I'm going to live in? No. What car I'm going to drive? No, because those are not spiritual. Listen, God will provide what we need. But we need. He says, seek me first. Put God first and he'll take care of these other things, these material things. But what was it? Aiden talking about, listen, some people are all about, I'm going to make this money. I'm going to be famous. I'm going to do this and that. Can I tell you, guys, that's going to mean nothing before standing before God one day.
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
Nothing. How much money you make. God, listen, at the judgment seat of Christ, guys, which every Christian will appear before by yourself, God's not going to ask you your bank account number.
Right.
He's not going to ask you what people thought of you. He's not going to ask you how many likes you had on social media.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to ask you how many times people watched your video of this or that.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, he's going to ask you, what did you do for me? Can we answer that now?
Mm-hmm.
A spiritual ambition. Do you have things that come from God? Do you have things that as you've read your Bible, God shows you things. As you're seeking the will of God, God shows you things. Things that'll please God. Guys, do you have goals like that in your life?
Mm-hmm.
I threw some of these at you last week. Let me remind you. Do you have a goal to be pure till you're married?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of guys don't get there. I wonder if it's because they don't have a plan to. If they never try for it. Guys, you're not gonna get something you're not trying for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You got to be shooting for it. You got to be aiming for it. Do you have a goal to be a man of character, to avoid certain things? I said last week, guys, you should have a goal right now. Right now. This stuff is coming at you. It's in your face. You should have a goal right now. I'm never going to touch alcohol.
Amen.
Never.
Yeah.
Not going to mess with it.
Right. Well,
listen, because if you leave it up to chance, you're going to fall.
Right.
Dylan, it can be, well, I'll see what my friends do. Your friends are probably going to go down the wrong way.
Right.
If you just leave it up to chance, you're going to fall into it. You're going to mess up with it. And who knows, you might really mess up your life forever because you messed around with it. Mm-hmm. It happens all the time. It happens all the time. Just got a prayer request last night. Somebody telling me, yeah, the dad started drinking and then all chaos started breaking loose after that and beating up his wife. Oh, I hate that stuff, guys. I hate that stuff. But you know what's always involved in it? Yeah. Messing around with alcohol. Make up your mind now. Make up your mind now. Guys, I don't have to preach and say, alcohol ruins life. You've seen it. Yeah. You've seen it.
Right.
So don't let that happen to you. Hey, guys, are you going to mess around with drugs? Hey, weed is very popular nowadays. Seems like every time I turn around, some other stupid law is being passed to make it more available to people. Guys, how about you make up your mind right now? I don't care what the laws say. I'm never going to mess with that garbage.
Yeah.
Never. Guys, whatever. I'm not going to get off on all that. Don't mess with that. Don't allow your life to be left up to that. Listen, I think the devil laughs at someone that messes with those things because they're acting like fools.
Right.
They're not even in their right mind. And they smell like a skunk. That's beside the point, all right? Guys, don't mess with alcohol. Don't mess with drugs. Don't mess with cigarettes. You really want to do that to your body? And never mess with porn. Listen, make up your mind now. Well, I don't want to, you know, be too, drastic about it. If you're not drastic about it, then watch out.
Right.
Make up your mind. Make up your mind. Say, I never want to mess with these things. Hey, guys, have you made a goal to be a soul winner as a Christian?
Mm.
Well, I'm not really into that. Well, when are you going to get into it? Be a soul winner. Have a goal to lead someone to the Lord this year. Hey, guys, let me just skip to the point. I challenged you last week. I wonder how many did. Do you have one spiritual goal that you've written down that you're going to go after?
Good.
I want you to do that. I want every guy in the room, grab some paper, a piece of paper and a pen, or put it on your phone. Write down one thing, spiritual goal that you're going for. I want you to do that. That's key, because most of us have no direction, no aim that we're going after. Have goals that come from God, things that count in glory, in heaven, in eternity, and have them concentrated on the will of God. Listen, guys, we're not going to get up in front of everybody and preach to glorify us. We don't lead people to the Lord to glorify us. We don't run bus routes to glorify us. We do it to glorify God.
Right.
He says, let your light so shine before men that they see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. It's all about His glory.
Right.
The direction of my steps. Guys, have you considered where you're going? Have you planned it out? Have you thought about it? Number two, not only the direction of my steps, number two, the devotion of every segment. I'm talking about every segment of my life. Ponder the path of thy feet, the direction of my steps. Look at the second phrase of verse 26, and let all thy ways be established. All right, what is that saying? You know what it's saying? It's saying, all right, I set that as my goal. He's saying, son, think about where you're going. So you know what he's saying? Set some goals. Stop being aimless. Stop just meandering around and being clueless. Set some goals. Guys, Kevin, it would make no sense for us to get in the car today, start it up, and then have no clue where we're going.
Yeah.
That's a waste of time and a waste of gas. And that stuff is like precious nowadays, right? Because it's expensive. Listen, but that would be a waste of time. But I wonder how many of us in our Christian lives, we don't know where we're going.
Mm.
Guys, get some direction. Listen, do you have a goal to maybe take a mission trip one year?
No.
Do you have a goal of being a godly man? Do you have a goal of making a difference in someone else's life? Hey, guys, maybe you have a goal that you have a friend on your heart that you want to see them get saved. That's a great goal to have. Maybe for some of your parents don't come to church. You should have a goal of bringing them to church, of having them come to hear the gospel. Listen, guys, that needs to be a goal that you have. And then the devotion of every segment. He's saying, all right, son, you set that as the direction for your steps. I want to make it there. That's my goal. I want to be a godly man. I want to have character. I want to avoid these vices. I want to stay away from these things. And then he says, you know what you need to do? Let all your ways be established. You know what that's saying, guys? Established means to line up with. Pretty simple, right? He's saying, listen, if that's your goal, then have every aspect of your life line up with that. Hey, guys, listen. I want you to have goals, as I'm encouraging you. At least one, put it down. If you want to do more than that, great for you. That's awesome. But at least one. But we're never going to make it to that spiritual goal if we're not having all our ways line up with it. You understand? You guys listening today? If I set these goals and say, I want this for my life, I want to accomplish these things for God, then let all our ways line up with it. Hey, guys, I want to be a godly man, but I can't have a good attitude today. I'm not going to make it to that goal.
Yeah.
Okay? Listen, I want to be a great preacher. Are you reading your Bible today? You know what he's saying? Let all your ways line up with it. Let all your ways be established. Let all your ways fit with that and be in agreement with that. Hey, guys, you want to be a godly man, a godly husband, godly father? What kind of music are you listening to now? How are you thinking now? Guys, what kind of practices do you do now in your life and have habits in your life? Guys, how do you talk now? What kind of friends do you hang out with now? How are your devotions now? And what kind of stuff do you click on the internet now?
It's good.
Listen, if I want to make it there, guys, time out. Look up here. I've seen this happen a lot of times. Guys say, Brother Tom, that's my goal. I'm going to be a preacher one day. That's my goal. Metaphorically, guys, I know that's a wall, but work with me here, all right? This is my direction in my life. This is where I'm trying to go. Zach is our goal. Okay. Listen, that's what I'm going after. But you know what they do? They say, yep, that's my goal. That's where I'm going, Brother Tom. Right there. And I say, whoa. That's where you're going? Then why are your steps going the other way?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't fit. Dude, you're off track. It doesn't align how it should be. Hey, guys, I'm going to be a godly man, but how about this? I'm going to marry the right woman, but I'm going to flirt around with all these cheap ones. You're going the wrong way.
Yeah.
You're never going to make it there. Hey, guys, if I type in the GPS that I want to go to this certain city, and I know the first couple turns it takes me, Kevin, I'm going the opposite direction, something is wrong.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, and how often do we do that?
Mm-hmm.
No, come on, Tom. Brother Tom, back off. Chill out, man. I'm just listening to some of that music now. I just cuss around my friends sometimes. I just click on some nasty pictures every once in a while. Wow. But I'm not a bad dude, man. Come on. Lay off. You're never going to make it there, guys, by going this direction.
Right.
And you've got to personalize that in your life and say, God, you put these things in my life. You've given me life. You've given me a purpose. You've given me a destiny. And God, I know some of the things that you want me to do. But guys, you've got to perform in line with that. You got to go in that direction every day. It's comprehensive. He says in all your ways. That's why I said what you think, how you talk, where you go, the friends that you have, and all everything else in your life. All your ways need to fit in with that. And they need to conform to it. They need to line up with it. Be in agreement. Be established. The direction of my steps, the devotion of every segment of my life. Point number three, the determination to stay. Amen. The determination to stay. Look at verse 27. Can I have somebody read the first phrase of verse 27, please, Kevin?
Turn not to the right hand nor to the left.
Thank you. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. He's saying, all right, son, you want to have some spiritual goals. You want to answer the higher call. All right, think about where you're going. Guys, are we thinking about where we're going?
Amen.
You say, well, I don't like some of the things you said. Hey, guys, you don't have a problem with me. If it comes from God's word, you have a problem with him.
Yeah.
Ask God to show you. Guys, the purpose of preaching is not to slap people around, as Kevin was talking about. Hey, before I preach this stuff hard, God preaches at me hard from his word.
Yeah.
And I need it, like he said, I liked it. You got to check yourself before you check other people. I agree with that. Now, we do want to help people. We do want to say, hey, man, you're on the wrong course here. You're on the wrong track. But, guys, we got to check ourselves first. Because if we're on the wrong track, how can I help someone get on the right track?
Yeah.
It's impossible. But, guys, he's saying, son, you got to have some of these goals, and then you've got to devote every segment of your life to go along with that. Hey, guys, you can't play around with sin and end up as a godly man.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to say. I can't dabble around with things that are deadly to me and end up at the right location. It's not going to work. And then the determination to stay. He says, turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Hey, guys, you know what he's saying? After you make up your mind where you're going, after you set some of these godly goals, after you set some of these dreams that you're trying to get to that God has given to you, he says, perform in line with that. Every step needs to be going in that direction. And don't let anything pull you off track.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, sometimes even it's easy. We go, listen, you guys are going away in a couple of weeks to the conference, to the youth rally. I hope it goes great. And you know what? A lot of times what we see people coming back excited. Man, I'm going to do this for God. Yeah. And that's great, guys. And I'm not diminishing that. That's awesome. We need more of that. But can I challenge you? Will you be excited a month after it? Will you be excited during the middle of the summer when new manna is a distant memory? Will you be excited when you go back to school in the fall? Will you be excited around Christmas time to serve God? Because you know what happens sometimes? We get all excited. Yeah, I'm going to live for God. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this. Yeah. I'm making decisions. Great. But then after a little while, hey, and let's be honest, some of our friends quit.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? You know what Solomon's sermon is to us today? Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. I don't care if your best friend stops serving God. Don't you turn away.
Amen.
He's saying, I don't care if it's not popular anymore. Don't you turn away. Ethan, even if the excitement dies down, don't you turn away. Don't turn to the right hand nor to the left. Guys, don't allow anything to pull you off. You persevere. You push. You have some grit. You have some guts. You push through it. Guys, listen. If you're going to make it to your spiritual goals, listen, I can say you need to have a goal to be pure until you get married. And that's a fantastic goal to have.
Amen.
And you can start. All right. If that's my goal, guys, then I need to clean up my internet life. I need to watch the TV shows that are make sure that they're right and not things that are going to lead me off track. Because I can't watch dirty TV shows and end up a godly husband.
Amen.
I can't do that. I can't click on filth. I can't get on TikTok and watch some girl shaking her body around and say, oh, no, it don't affect me. Are you lying?
Yeah.
Either you're lying or you're gay. It's those two things.
Right.
Yeah. Did you just say yes, gay?
Yeah.
G-A-Y, gay. All right? That is one of them two things. Listen, guys, I'm telling you, you can't watch that stuff and say, no, I got a clean mind. You're lying.
Right, yeah.
And it will affect you. It will affect you, guys. I'm telling you, this is real life. Although Tom's just messing with me. No.
Yeah.
This is how it is.
Right.
We play the devil's games and then we wonder why we aren't anywhere close to where God wants us to be. You can't play his games. You can't fall for his tricks. And guys, it's going to be a fight. Listen, if you want to, Aiden, you want to reach these spiritual goals, it's going to be a fight to get there.
Yeah. Right.
Ethan, when all the excitement dies down, and I'm not against the conferences, I'm not against the emotion, I'm not against the excitement, all that's great, but it doesn't last forever.
Yeah.
But when that stuff dies down, it's going to be a battle then. It's going to be a fight then. Kevin, we may not have that invitation song going anymore. We may not be in the middle of the hot and heavy preacher, of the big name preacher from way out west or whoever it may be. I don't feel the same pump of emotion. I don't feel the same passion. But the truth is still the truth. And if God told me that I need to start doing it, I need to do it.
Right.
If God told me I need to stop doing it, I need to stop doing it. No matter if the emotion is there or it's not there.
Right.
Hey, guys, it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a fight. What did Paul say at the end of his life? Do you guys know? He said,
I
have fought a good fight. He didn't say, yep, this Christian life is the easiest thing I've ever done. Piece of cake. He didn't say, yep, it was just so easy my whole life. He said, I have fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. Guys, Paul made it to the end of his Christian life by fighting the fight.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll make it to the end of your Christian life successfully without fighting the fight?
Huh.
It's impossible.
Right.
It's impossible. Hey, guys, are you going to fight for your purity?
No.
Are you going to fight for a clean mind?
Yeah.
Are you going to fight for keeping your way on track and making sure that you reach the goals that God has for you and the things that God has put on your heart to do? Guys, there's going to be times, Tim, Ethan, where nobody else will show up for Thursday visitation. But listen, God has put those things on my heart. I want to see him work in this class. So I'm going to show up. And I'm going to be here faithfully. Well, we wish more people would come. Yeah, we wish the crowds were bigger. Yes, we wish everything was a lot more. But you know what? I can't base my decision off of them.
Right.
I got to do it because God put this on my heart. The determination to stay. Guys, don't let anything stop you.
Yeah,
keep battling. Keep fighting. Keep going after. Have some fortitude and have some faithfulness. Verse 23 of this chapter says, keep thy heart with all diligence. That's talking about what you think and what you allow in your life, in your heart. He says, guard your heart. And he says, with all diligence. That says, all the time. You keep alert. You keep aware. You keep guarding. Have some faithfulness to it. Hey, you guys referenced the verse earlier when you were preaching. But the Bible says, let us not be weary in well-doing.
Yeah.
You say, well, I'm trying to listen to the right music, but man, I get made fun of. Don't get weary in well-doing.
Right.
Don't give up. Stay after it. Keep going with it. Hey, guys, don't get distracted. Don't get deterred. Hey, let's get real. I don't care how cool the friends seem. Don't get pulled off track.
Yeah.
Don't get pulled off track.
Right.
Well, man, everybody likes them. Listen, if they are pulling you off track from serving God, get away from them.
Right.
What is God's will for me? If you got wrong friends, get away from them. Maybe you need to write that down.
Yeah.
Get away from them. Brother Tom, please, man. She is so pretty. Listen, if she's not what God has for you, guys, get away.
Right.
Don't let that allow you to be pulled off track. He says, don't turn to the right hand, don't turn to the left. Hey, guys, a lot of young men, look up here, a lot of young men have turned aside from God's path because of a pretty face.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be the next one?
Huh.
Hey, when you get older, a lot of them, you wave that cash in front of them and they say, just like them old cartoons with the guy playing his flute and you're over there. Did you say money? Did you say cha-ching, cha-ching? Oh, I'll work on Sundays. Ho, 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 ho. What about what God has for you?
Yeah.
Don't let anything stop you. Have some determination. Determination to stay. We live in a day and age, and I totally agree with what he said. When things get hard, people quit. And you know who especially wants to quit? Guys.
Yeah.
It's hard. I don't want to do this anymore. It's not fun. Guys, but it's true. It's what God has for you. It's his perfect will. And God never promised that everything would be easy. God never promised that everything would be easy. Well, I was watching this fake me out preacher. This preacher on TV last night. And he said, if I, send in my credit card to him, everything would be perfect in my life. I'd never get sick. I'd become rich and famous. You'd probably become poor because you just gave him all your money. But anyway, listen, he promised that. He's lying through his face.
Right.
Bible says, yea, all they that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Hey, you ever read about Paul? You ever read about Job? You ever read about the three Hebrew boys? You ever read about Daniel getting thrown in the lion's den? That was not fun.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's getting thrown in the lion's den. Praise Jesus. No, he's probably like, are you kidding me? This is not fun. Hey, guys, but it takes some determination. Stay after. Do you have that? Direction of my steps, devotion of every segment, determination to stay. Last thing, number four. Depart from sin. At the end of verse 27, remove thy foot from evil. Now, let's time out real quick. I need you guys' help with this. Why would Solomon say that? Kevin, everything else kind of fits logically together, right? It's, hey, set some goals, some spiritual goals. Then every step needs to go in that direction if you're ever going to make it there. Okay? And then don't get pulled off. Don't allow things to distract you, to deter you, to pull you this way or that. So why in the world would he take that logical 1, 2, 3, and then he throws in this clunker with point four? Remove thy foot from evil. What is that about? Why do you guys think it's in there? You say, I don't know what you're talking about. That's fine. But I'm just trying to get you to think.
Ali, his son was doing something bad. So he wanted him to remove that evil from his life so he could follow God even better.
Good, good. I think, Chris, you nailed it. Perfect. Guys, he's saying, listen, you want to make it there, then you got to be in line with that. Don't let anything pull you off. And then, you know what he's saying? Right now where you are, you've got to take inventory where you are. You've got to assess where you are right now. Because if we don't watch it, we can say, yeah, once I get on that trip, once I get on that journey. Hey, guys, if I got sin and evil attached to me, hanging on to me right now, I'm never even going to start the trip on God's journey.
Yeah.
I'm never even going to start on my path to the destination God has for me. He's saying, depart from me. Hey, guys, I want you to have these goals. I'm going to lead somebody to the Lord. Good. I'm going to stay pure until I get married. Great. I'm going to be a godly husband and father. Great. That's awesome. Man, we need more of that. We need that more abundantly. Huge. But you know what? Hey, guys, as I've already been alluding to, you can't have evil in your life right here and expect to make it way over there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not going to work. He's saying, remove thy foot from evil, depart from sin. Hey, guys, here in the present, you're never going to accomplish those goals with evil attached and hanging on to your life. Never. It's not going to work. And guys, this is a pressing need. He's saying, remove. Guys, you know what I take from that word when he's saying, remove thy foot from evil, Tim? He's saying, do it now. There's urgency. This is an emergency. Hey, guys, you go to the doctor and he says you're very unhealthy in a certain way. He doesn't say, well, who was it? Oh, you were talking about we don't have to do anything. We don't have to do anything to get weak. And I know what he's saying, but I was like, some of us, we do eat them chips, and that, you know, that helps us get weak. And you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You're like, well, just one won't hurt me. You're like, 300 later, yeah, okay. Little one was way back there. You don't even know where that was anymore. Guys, but you know what he's saying? If we go to the doctor, he says, you got this issue. You know what they say? You need to change your diet. Oh, you say, oh, okay, doctor. In a year from now, 6 months from now, when we go back to school, change it now. You know what he's saying? This is serious.
Yeah.
And I think that's what he's telling his son here. Remove your foot from me. Guys, you say, Brother Tom, I want to do something great for God. Great. Get rid of the sin out of your life right now.
Yeah.
Right now. Because if you don't, guys, you're not going to make it there.
Yeah.
And we want to play around with it. I want, Brother Tom, no, I really do. I really want to be a godly man. I really want to be a good husband, a good father one day. But I mean, come on, do I really have to get away from that girl that I flirt with now? I mean, she's in church. She don't really care about God, but she's here. Guys, remove your foot from evil. Get away from it. Depart from sin. It's pressing. It's urgent. It's serious. It's an emergency. And guys, you know the thing about sin? It always progresses. Mm-hmm. You know what we want to do with sin? We want to play with it while it's small. Guys, sin never stays small. When you play with it, it always grows.
Yeah.
What does the Bible say? James 1:15. When lust hath conceived, it brings forth sin. Mm-hmm. Sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death. You know what that's saying?
Mm-hmm.
Sin, thank you. Sin will always grow. Guys, that's the devil's trap. That's the devil's game. He comes after you, Bruce, with something very small. You think, well, that can't hurt me, right? That's nothing. But he doesn't tell you that sin always progresses. Hey, guys, do you think David thought that his sin would lead to all that it did? When, Kevin, all it started with was lust.
Right.
I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
Ethan, he probably thought, well, I can just look at her. It'll stop right there.
Mm. Whew.
If you would have told David, no, David, it's not just going to start there. It's going to go all that. You're going to end up, and you guys know the story. I don't even need to say it. It's going to affect your family for generations. From just lusting? Come on, man. Hey, guys, the devil doesn't tell us that sin will take us farther than we want to go. It always goes farther than we think. It's always bigger than we think it is. Hey, guys. You mess around with something small now, it'll grow, it'll grow, it'll grow, and it'll end in destruction. So you know what he tells his son? Pull out now. Pull out now. Remove thy foot from evil. Guys, last thing I'll say to you is this. If you have something going on right now, what do you need to do?
Amen.
Pull out of it now. Amen. Remove your foot from evil. Get out of it, guys. Get away from it. Hey, guys, you will never reach that spiritual goal that God has for you, that great attainment that God has, that purpose that God has put in your life. You're fearfully, you're wonderfully made. God has these amazing plans for you, but you're never going to reach those if you're playing around with wickedness now.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to suck you in. It's going to pull you in. It'll progress. It'll be much harder to handle than you ever thought it would be. And you say, I didn't think it would lead here. You know what I've heard? You know what I've heard from people, from young men that have messed up with immorality? They thought, I never thought I would get here.
Huh, really?
I never thought it would take me this far.
Yeah.
I thought we could just mess around a little bit and stop. We don't understand the nature of sin, guys.
Yeah. Right.
You play with sin. Listen, it looks small, but guys, it's got a big bite.
Yeah.
It hurts. It takes people down. Listen, guys, it's something so small and so insignificant, we think of nothing about it. But, guys, it's something that can destroy our lives.
Right, yeah.
It's not worth playing around with. Hey, guys, God has placed a higher call on your life.
Amen.
Listen, again, let me repeat these things, and I will get you out of here in a minute or two. You're not on this earth just to take up oxygen. You're not on this earth just to take up space. Guys, you're not on this earth just to live where you live, go to school, hopefully one day get out of school, you know, get a job, hopefully make enough money that you can survive, and then work your job for seems like, the you know, 3 million years, and your back is hurting, whatever, I'm not going to get into all that. And then one day you can retire, and then, you know, by that time, can't really do much, and then you die, and we have your funeral, and say, he was a nice guy. Guys, That's not all your life is.
Right.
God has put, listen, God has put something in your life to accomplish that I cannot do. God has put something in my life that you cannot accomplish. Guys, He has a special purpose for you, Chris, for you, Kevin, for Aiden, for Anthony, for every single guy in this room. He's got a special purpose for you being on earth. We had a, I'll finish with this. We had a little girl on our route a couple years back, and she was talking to me. And I don't know why a parent would do this. I really don't. I'm not trying to criticize, but I don't know why a parent would do this. Her mom told her, you know, we didn't plan on having you.
Wow.
Basically, you're an accident. Mm-hmm. And the girl knew this. And I'm thinking, even if that was the case, why would you tell your little daughter about that? But she told me that. And my heart is breaking as I'm hearing this story. You know what I told her, though? I called her name. I said, listen, maybe that's what your parents think or your mom thinks. But God knew about you the whole time.
Yeah.
You're not an accident to God. You're not an oops to God. God knew that you would be created. God knew that you would be born. And not only did He know you would be born, He knows everything about you. And He has a distinct purpose for your life that no one else can accomplish except you. Hey guys, let's not fall into these traps of what the world says about us or this person says about us. Hey, you find out what God says about you. And guys, you get a hold of His power. Hey guys, again, are you going to write down the one thing, at least, that God's laying on your heart that He wants you to accomplish? Are you going to perform in line with it? Are you going to stay away from the distractions? Are you going to stay on track? And by the way, remove your foot from evil. Because if you're in it now, it's going to take you further and further away. You're never going to make it where God wants you to be. Guys, I hope we answer the higher call in our life. Let's bow.